Okay, so my name is Matej Praprutnik. I'm a radio producer. I've been that for all of my life. And it's just something that I love doing. And I see that I'm surrounded by people who feel the same about audio. Storytelling with audio is absolutely, for me, the most exciting thing I can do in the world. And I must say, I keep learning. I keep discovering new podcasts and new people who inspire me. And sometimes I try to copy them or inspire others to do the same. Just look at a smile on my face when I'm producing audio stories. Like last year, we did a workshop with Rob Rosenthal from Sound School Podcast in Slovenia. And I think the impact he made on 10 reporters is something that will stick with them. And I'm pretty sure they will not be able to turn away from audio because of that. So you just need one great experience. And coming to events like this, Radio Days, also helps. But you should always seek some sources of wisdom or skills somewhere else and travel around the world. What I really love about stories that I hear in my headphones, so podcasts or radio, is I love the moment when a reporter kind of convinces me that I want to go there and see the thing that he's describing. So you know what they say, or was it Ira Glass, that the radio is the most visual medium? When a reporter does that well, I immediately want to go there. If you walk around the world with your ears open, it's pretty easy to fall in love with audio. I think so. Yeah. Bridging, oh yeah. I'm still very much impressed with the live radio because a host is addressing me at that very moment and I understand I'm a part of a community. And I love that moment. That's something that's so important. If you don't really know your audience, you can't always tell what will work well with live and on demand. But I would say we are now at the phase of this bridging where we are at least asking these questions. So before a project comes to life, we kind of wonder, will it make sense to put it on air or on demand or both? Which is like an important step in the process that 15 years ago we never had. We just put everything online and on air. And nowadays we try to find the niche audiences. I think it's sort of like a muscle that you're developing in your, you know, audio body. And I think we're getting it. I think we're bridging it. I think we're okay, pretty okay. I'm sure the radio is not dead, right? I'm not even concerned at all. I'm so focused on radio, I don't think about cars. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about radio in cars. I'm worried about cars because they'll disappear from the streets, hopefully, you know, someday.